Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Praise God.
God didn't leave nothing out. He said, man, you have the authority here now.
Praise God. And I just thank God for what just such a great thing our God has done for us. Thank you, O Lord God. Praise God. Oh, for all your blessings, Lord God, that you have showered upon us today, God. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Praise God. Father, great God are you. Awesome in all your ways, we acknowledge you tonight. God, we come into your presence, Lord God, to worship you and to adore you, God, to bring your word forth tonight, God, that your people, oh God, will be established more in their mind and in their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. Oh God, yes, Lord God. Oh, for what you're doing, God. Yes, God, you're still healing. Yes, God, you're still delivering. Yes, God, you're still fixing, God. Up hearts, oh God, and mending, God. Thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, for everything that you do, God. It's just awesome, oh God. You are awesome. Oh God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, oh God, that you are married to the backslider, God. Truly, God, you're bringing them in, God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, Lord God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, God. So I pull down every principality and everything in high places. I bring it down right now in the name of Jesus, that whoever comes on the line and is going through, God, they'll be set free from it, God, because we are trampling those enemies under our feet. Yes, God, that we'll be free, God. They'll be free, God, from anything or any plague, anything that's trying to try them. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you told us to pray you one for another, God, and we thank you, Lord God, that we can, God, and you told us, oh God, to call unto you. And God, you said you will answer, God. Oh God, we thank you and we believe you for that too, God. God, that you're going to answer every prayer request, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Father God, whether we call it out here tonight, God, Father God, I'm not God. You knows it, God. You knows every request in the heart of your people, God. Because you told us, God, to make a request. Make our request known unto you. You didn't say run to anybody else, God. You said make our request known unto you. Like you don't know it? Yes, you do. But make it known unto you, God. Oh, God, Father God, and you told us even to write the vision down and make it plain, God. And oh, Father God, oh, Father God, thank you. You just done, oh, God, paved the way for us all the way, God. Lord God, there's nothing, oh, God, Lord God, that we don't stand in need of, God. Lord God, that you don't know and you don't hear, God. Oh, God, thank you for all your many blessings, God. Thank you, Father. Father God, oh, praise your name, oh God, praise your name, oh God, because your blessings have truly have showered on us today, God. Oh God, yes, oh God, you have caused your beautiful sunshine, oh God, to be enlightened on us this day, God. Oh, that cool wind that bloweth, God. Oh, the fresh air, God. Oh, thank you for the angel's wing that's sweeping over us, God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Thank you for that brush, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you had us on your mind, God. You never take us off your mind, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, oh, God, for a portion of health and strength, God. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for every mother, God, that may have lost a son or daughter, God. Comfort them and give them peace that passes all understanding, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, touch tonight, God, where there may be sicknesses and diseases, oh, God. Lord God, I know that you're a healer tonight, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are mighty, God. You an awesome God. Yes, Lord God. And, God, we acknowledge you, oh, God, for who you are and who you will be to us, God. Lord, you will be with us to the end, God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God. So, Lord, we don't limit you, God. Oh, God, no, God, we don't limit you. But, God, oh, God, we look to you. Oh, from to the heavens from whence cometh our help. Because we know, God, all of our help cometh from you, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. And Father God, we do pray for the sick everywhere, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Some of them, oh God, is in nursing home. Some of them is homebound, God. And some of them in hospital rooms, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God. I know that there's a healing balm in Gilead. And I know that there is healing virtue, God. Oh, God, in your wing, God. Lord, you can reach down and cause them to pick up their bed and walk, God, in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And God, if they are elderly and sick and elderly, God, oh, Father God, give them peace and rest, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, don't let them be weary, oh, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, and I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, for you are God, and you are God above all else. There is no other God like you. Oh, God, we don't have to bow down, God. Oh, Father God, to no other God. We don't have to bow down to Confucius. We don't have to bow down to Buddha. We don't have to bow down to Muhammad. We can only can bow down to one God. All of God is one God. Our God is one God. Hallelujah. And there is no other God, oh God, like that one God. Hallelujah. Oh, he sits high and he looks low, and his spirit dwells within our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, that you didn't leave us comfortless, God. Oh God, but you sent the Holy Spirit, oh, to dwell within us. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Lord, I can't thank my God enough. There's not enough thank yous in me. Hallelujah. I'm too frail. I don't have enough of thank you. But I know he accept my thank yous that I give him. Hallelujah. I know he accept your thanksgivings as you give them to him, because he knows your heart. He said he looks on the heart of man. Hallelujah. Praise God. He looks in on the heart of man. Oh, praise God. Man will look on the outer appearance and judge you. But God, he looks on the intents of the heart. Oh, praise God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm so glad to see all of you all on tonight. It just blesses my heart. Praise God. And I just thank you for coming on, praise God, hallelujah, tonight, praise God, and all across the world, wherever this broadcast is being broadcast, praise God, all in the UK and all over, praise, I just bless you over there, praise God, and all the countries and the foreign countries where this is going forth. I pray that every night, Sunday night, when we come on, that we can bless you with a word that will strengthen you and encourage you and empower you in the Lord, praise. Praise God. Oh, because we are in three or four other countries outside of the United States, praise God. And we thank God. Oh, we thank you that you listen in and hear us as we come forth in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Minister Peggy Bodden, and then I'll be right back with you with the message.
Well, praise the Lord. Here we are tonight. Expanding the Word of God, this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504-347-5797 is our home number. And if you would like to keep on listening to our program and tell a friend about it, it's area code 714-409-0578. Again, that area code is 714-409-0578, Block Talk Radio. If you'd like to give a praise report or if you'd like to make a request, press 1, and we will be able to let you speak and let the world know what you need prayer for. It's wonderful. On Friday nights at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Area code 714-409-0578. And you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's word. We are honored tonight to tell you that God loves you. Isn't that wonderful? And we need to pray for some of our friends. My friend next door to me had kidney surgery. It was cancerous, but they got it all out, all the kidney out. He only has one kidney. And, of course, the other kidney is affected by it. But we're praying for a complete healing, and we ask you all to pray for anybody that has kidney problems. Because if we pray and we keep asking God to help us, our prayers will be answered. For people that's going in to have eye surgery, yes, we need to have eye surgery, and we need to remove those cataracts. Remember, that's one of the healings in the precious word of God. But there's other problems with eyes that can't be helped. But we ask you to ask God just to take and touch people that needs that touch. When you think of the hospitals, when you think of the prisons, and you see what they're going through, we just want God to give them a comfort. Send that comfort to them. Missionaries, our officials in town, drug addicts and addicts. It's terrible that we have so much, but we can keep telling the Lord our special and thank him for that, because he gave us the freedom of it. Think about what God can do for you today. That. My brother, I've requested prayer for him many times, and he's not really doing good today, but we're still holding on to God. He reassured us today that he knew his Savior, and I'm so happy. I could have jumped for joy, and he wants everybody to know that he has made his peace with God. It's hard to say when somebody is in that condition and making their peace with God, because we don't know what a person's heart has inside of it. But we know we have a big Jesus and we have a big Lord and Savior, and he can cleanse it and make it whole. We need to keep on praying for all of the people that are sick. Keep that in your mind this week. Need to pray. Keep praying. Let's listen to God's word. Blessings of obedience. If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commandments, I will send you rain in its season, and ground will yield its crops, and the trees of the field their fruit. Your refreshing will continue until grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting. And you will eat all the food you want and live in safety of your land. I will grant peace in your land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove savage beasts from the land, and the sword will not pass through your country. You will pursue your enemies, and they will fall by the sword before you. Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fall by the sword before you. I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. And I will keep my commandment, my covenant with you. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you have to move it out to make room for the new. I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, so that you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with your heads held high. Tonight we can ask God to let us keep our heads looking, because we have promises from God that we can hold them high. Hold them high to uplift the name of Jesus. Remember that we have a caring Savior. From our book that our pastor has written, Why Not a Woman? A reading in here says, God's favorite woman. I am God's favorite positive confession woman. I am highly favored of the Lord. There is favor all around me. When I am lying down and when I get up, I think positively because my mind is in tune with His mind. My God is a positive God. Therefore, I am endured with favor and positive emotions from above because His goodness and mercy follows me wherever I go. Just think about it when you're discouraged. His mercies follows you wherever you go. Again, thank you for listening to our God's Radio favorite program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George on Sunday nights at 7 and, of course, on Friday at 8 p.m., Victorious Living from Minister Janice Williams is the host of it. And you will always, always get an encouraging word. One of the TV programs today, I flipped the TV on, and it was a lady there standing up. And she was directing a choir of ladies from the prison that was singing beautifully. It was dedicated to God. She went in there. She worked 7 days a week with the ladies, teaching them how to sing, teaching them note by note, beginning to give them a new hope on life. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have to think of what we can do to help our world become a better world. And I do thank that lady. I don't know who she is. I've never met her. But she worked with those ladies in prison, and she had them singing beautiful. She has their first record tape out, and it's beautiful. If you can see how God changes people by giving a little hope to someone. Yes, they were murderers. Yes, they were ladies that shouldn't have been nowhere around. But God always has a blessing, and He laid it on this lady's heart to go in and work in that prison with those ladies, teaching them how to sing, teaching them how to play music, and it was beautiful. We need more workers in God's field like that, because not because you're put behind bars that you still can't make something of yourself. Yes, we all make mistakes. Many of us are punished wrong, but God is always our hope. Thank you again for listening to God's Favorite Ministries on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights, Victorious Living at 8 p.m. We love you and we give God the praise. Reverend Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Peggy. Thank you. I want to briefly speak to you all tonight on the flaws of a Christian. The flaws of a Christian. First, I want to know if there's anybody on here that say they have no sin. Do I wish you would press 1? Praise God. Because my Bible tells me that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you say that you have no sin, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the way I read it. Praise God. Some of us just have to lie. Some of us just do. We just lie. Just have to tell a lie. Some people just cannot tell the truth. They just have to lie before. Well, that's a flaw. Praise God. Some of us, if you don't lie, you eat too much. Now, I live in New Orleans where we got plenty of seafood. And some people say, I want a seafood platter. I don't want no salad. I'm not a rabbit. The carrots. I want a seafood platter. I want to go to all-you-can-eat restaurant. I want to go to an all-you-can-eat restaurant so I can get my money's worth. I'm talking about the flaws of a Christian. I just want to know if anybody don't have a flaw tonight. So when we go and want these big platters, we become a gluttony. We become a gluttony. Another thing we have among us is jealousy. Jealous among each other. Some people downright jealous of you because the way you look, the way you, the color you are. So jealousy, the Bible says sometimes it can get real bad. It can be as cruel as the grave. They'll kill you. Another one is unforgiveness. They just have aught in their heart toward an individual, holding on to past words and won't let go. I'm talking about the flaws of a Christian. We're in the church, we're professing Christ, and we have all these things that's holding us bound. I'm going to read to you one of them in Luke 10. Luke 10:38 reads as thus. This is Mary and Martha. Now it came to pass as they went, they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she said, she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And Martha was encumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Some of us complains a lot. That's where I'm going with that. Complaining, complaining, complaining. She complained about Mary doing a good work. We need to do what we have to do and leave everybody else's business alone. Some people just find things. I'm talking about the flaws of a Christian. Some people you can find to complain about every little thing. Praise God. Another one. Let's look at Luke 14. Praise God. Luke 14, 16, starting at verse 16. Praise God. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make an excuse. Can't we do that? Oh, my God. Oh, the flaws of a Christian. We can easily make an excuse. Okay, let's see. The first one said, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I go and approve them, and I pray thee that I be excused. And another one said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Excuses. We can make some excuses, flaws of a Christian, why we can't do certain things. But the Bible says that whatever thine hands find to do, do it unto the glory of God, but do it with all your might. This is why the fields are white and the laborers are few, because we make excuses. We make excuses why we can't go. Well, my hands are full. I just can't take on anything else. Are you doing what God say do, or are you doing what you want to do? I am talking about the flaws of a Christian. Praise God. We are flawed. And I hope that no one is on tonight that think that they are all perfect down here. Oh, one day I'm looking forward to being open. I know my Father sees me as perfect. Oh, yes, he told me that. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 3:3 said, "For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying, strife, and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" So some of us still haven't grown and got on meat yet, still on milk. Flawed, yet flawed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to look at ourselves and recognize we are still. Wait, let me tell you one more. Let me tell you another one. Let's go to James 3. Praise God. James 3, 1 through 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at what James said. "My brethren, be not masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For many things we offend all. In many things you offend one another. If any man offend not in the word, the same is a perfect man, and able to also bridle his whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouth, but that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body." Now, we don't supposed to be like horses. We're supposed to be controlled by the word of God. Let's read on. "Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven a fierce wind, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whethersoever the governor listeth. So even the tongue," what about your tongue? "It's a little member, and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire to kindle it. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." So, that's another flaw within the body. The tongue, praise God. Hallelujah. So James, tell us about ourselves. Praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes it's spirits that follows, praise God. Because of the flesh, we have flaws. And because of the fall, we have flaws. We are not perfect. We are imperfect beings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God for his grace tonight. Praise God. I'm just naming a few of them. But do you want me to go on and on? No, I can't tonight. I just want to bring out a few things that causes us to look at ourselves and know that we are flawed. Praise God. I'm going to show you what David did. Let's go over here to Psalms, praise God. Psalms chapter 6, praise God, and read that, praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. "Oh, Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger." Do you ever get angry sometimes? Praise God. "Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak." Do you feel weak sometimes that you just don't feel like doing anything? Do you feel weak sometimes in your body, in your face sometimes? Hey, these are flaws in the, oh, praise God, in the flesh. "Oh, Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed." Oh, yeah, sometimes the enemy can come in there and try to, oh, yes, flaw us in every part of our body. We just feel that we don't want to do anything. "My soul is so vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. Oh, save me
for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary in my groaning. Do we ever get weary sometimes? All of us go through some kind of things, praise God, all the night. Sometimes just seem like you can't rest that night. The enemy is trying to beat up on you. Wake up in the night and can't go back to sleep, praise God. David said, I am weary in my groanings. All in the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with tears. Sometimes you are crying with grinding tears and seem as though the tears won't stop flowing because of something has happened in your family life or in your life, praise God. And the tears just won't stop flowing. My eye is consumed because of grief. It waxed old because of mine enemies. Sometimes your enemies just come after you every leaning side. And you're saying, where are they coming from? Why are they vexing me? You have to tell them, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. You have to cry out unto the Lord. When you're going through these things, you need to cry out unto the Lord. Praise God. The Lord has heard. David said, the Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and so vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. You got to talk to the Lord about it. When Jesus comes back, praise God, and he's coming back. He said he's coming back with a rod of iron, praise God. He said he's going to rule, praise God. Hallelujah. When he comes back to receive us unto himself, all these things that we are going through down here will be done away. We got to recognize that we, have to go on the potter's wheel sometime. And he have to mold and shape us sometime of these flaws, praise God. Hallelujah. Because we are flawed, we have to be reshaped. And thank God for his loving hands that takes away all the hurt, all the pain, all the flaws. But then the enemy comes back again and he flaws us again because we have to go to him daily. Every day we got to go before the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. David did. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because one day I'm going to be like him. He sees us perfect. Praise God. He sees us perfect. Hallelujah. One day we won't have to worry about this. Because I know I read in Revelation, praise God, there will be no more pain. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more blindness. There will be no more diabetes. There will be no more flaws in the flesh. He's coming back and he's going to come back and take me in my glorified body. Then we're going to be just like him, praise God. The things of this world will be done away with, praise God. I will be made whole. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for that day, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That there will be no more hindrances. Hallelujah.
Right.
All these things that I have fought through to get through, praise God. Everything that has tried to hinder me, praise God. Oh, praise God, because Paul talked of the hindrances. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And who better can tell it but Paul? Hallelujah. He said there's going to be some hindrances along the way. Oh, Satan, he comes to try to hinder. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal what God has invested in you because God's word has been invested in you. He wants to kill your spirit, so you will be dead in your spirit. Praise God. I'm talking about the spiritual part of you. Praise God. He wants to destroy everything that is like God in you. He's your enemy. He has no desire for you to be free. But God, who is rich in mercy, who is gracious and kind to us, he takes away the flaws. Every day he takes away the flaws, and he shapes and molds us. Praise God. Hallelujah. One day, hallelujah, all of my trials will be done. Praise God, and yours too. One of these days, everything that you have gone through will soon be over. Praise God. I encourage you tonight to keep on praising God. Praise him in your low times. Praise him in your high time. Because the enemy, yes, he knows that his flaws will try to take you out. But God, hallelujah, hallelujah. But God, who is rich in mercy, oh, praise God, he's going to take you through, and he's going to shape and mold you as you go through, and he's going to make you better every time he shapes you. Praise God. And mold you. Every time the enemy come in there and try to tear you down, praise God, you serve a big, a loving and kind God, praise God, all that knows all about you. He said, I have you engraved in the palm of my hand, and I will let nothing snatch you out of it. So if God has you in grave, praise God, and you have these flaws, praise God, the enemy is coming to try to take you over, you can say, get thee behind me, Satan, praise God. Because I am in him and he's in me. I thank God, praise God, for what he has invested in us. He said, I'm going away, but I was going to send you a comforter. And he will be with you until I return. I have the Father living on the inside of me. You have the Father living on the inside of you. Be patient and wait on God. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, you just raise up a standard against him. Oh, you got the word of God. You just will it after him and tell him, Satan, go, go. Go. You have no authority. And you get up from where you are. And you trample him under your feet. I guarantee you, you will be made free. Because Satan cannot stand the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is a defeated foe. That which he has planned, it will not last. Nothing that Satan has planned against you, praise God, it will not stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I am just so glad tonight, praise God, to tell you tonight, oh, no matter how many flaws you may have, you may look at yourself and say, I only have one. I might look at myself and I say, I have 10. But God is still working on us, praise God. Hallelujah. He's working on us to make us who he want us to be, praise God. Because he see the finished work, praise God. And I just thank him tonight for everyone who is listening to this program, praise God, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is with you all the way to the end. Praise God. Hallelujah. I will never be defeated. I will never be put to shame because God is with me. He's holding my hand. He's taking me, praise God, from glory. And when I say me, I mean all of you, from glory to glory to glory. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, just travel on with him. Go with him. Don't turn back. Don't be like Zapata. Praise God. Look back. Keep looking forward. Because, oh, my God, Father say you're going to reach that goal. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got a finished work. Oh, that's ahead for you. Praise God. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Oh, praising him, praise God, for all of his goodness and all of his mercy and all of his grace. Oh, that's what's keeping us, my friend. Oh, hallelujah. That's what's keeping us today is nothing but the grace of God. Praise God. With every flaw that the enemy, you know, the flaws came from the enemy. It sure enough didn't come from God. The enemy throws his flaws, and he playing for those flaws to bring you down. But God said, I have chosen you that you may live, that you may grow up in the admonition of me, because you are mine. You are mine. Praise God. Praise. I love it. I love it when he tells me that. You are mine. I know who I belong to. I know in whom I believe in, that I love. Separate me from the love of God. Praise God. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, bless your people. Bless them as they go in and they come out. They're uprising and they're sitting down. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you peace the rest of this week. Praise God. Until we meet again, I love you and thank you so much for being on tonight. Your blessings of the Lord be upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night now and see you next week.
That was good.
Praise God.